Today's topic deals with the topic of Tam Ha'elyoin and Tam Hatachtoin. The Mishnah Brura in Simin Tov Tzadi Dalid, Hilchos Chag HaShavuos, states that we lain on the first day of Chag HaShavuos, the Aseres HaDibris from Parshas Yisrael, and we read the Dibrois with the Tam Ha'elyoin, the upper cantillations. That means the upper trop, the upper ta'amim. The Bir Halacha explains in detail the practical differences al pidikduk between the Tam Ha'elyoin and Tam Hatachtoin. The Bir Halacha also says that the reason we lain with the Tam Ha'elyoin is lefi sheboi bayoim nitenu aseres hadibrois, because on the day of Shavuos the aseres hadibrois were given to the Bnei Yisrael. However, when laning Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Voeschanan, we lain with the Tam Hatachtoin, both b'tzibur and b'yochid. The Bir Halacha also cites v'yeshnoi hagim lekrois b'tzibur la'olam batam ha'elyoin. Others say that even in Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Voeschanan we read with the Tam Ha'elyoin. However, a yochid always reads with the Tam Hatachtoin. Zehu tamtzis divrehu acharonim. This is the essence of the words of the acharonim. The Mogen Avraham has another opinion, that on Shabbos we always read with the Tam Hatachtoin, and on Shavuos with the Tam Ha'elyoin. However, others do not differentiate between Shabbos and Shavuos. B'tzibur, we always lain b'tam ha'elyoin, and b'yochid, b'tam hatachtoin. And this is the minig of our times. That again, that we always lain b'tam ha'elyoin b'tzibur, and b'tam hatachtoin b'yochid. So as you can see, there are various opinions, so one can follow their respective minhag. Also, the minhag is to stand during the laning of the Aseres HaDibrois. From one of the Rambam's tshuvos, it appears that he held that one should not stand for the Aseres HaDibrois, since this was associated with the ways of the Minim, the Apokursim. The prevailing minhag is to stand. Since the Aseres HaDibris represent the Yisoid HaTorah, the foundations of Torah that were inscribed in the Luchos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to the entire Bnei Yisrael, and at that time the entire nation trembled when hearing them. The Chidah writes, "De ma'achar shenohagu ha'om kein, lokum kulam ba'aseres HaDibrois, nir'eh shechayovim hakoya la'amoid, ve'ein l'shum echod l'hisha'er yoyshev. Ve'im lav, chas v'shaloim be'enei ha'hamoin nir'eh kimizalzel." Since the minig is to stand, no one is permitted to remain sitting, as this would appear to everyone as though he was displaying disdain for the Torah. Now I would like to present a more detailed background as to the issues involved. First, I will present the Shitas HaRaza, Reb Shloimeh Zalman Henna, and then the Shitas of Reb Yaakov Emden, Reb Yaakov Mei Emden, known as the Yavitz, who rejects the Shitas HaRaza. First, let me begin by telling you who the Raza was. The Raza was, as I said, Reb Shloimeh Zalman Henna. He lived from 1687 to 1746, and lived in Germany. He wrote a number of svarim, including the Binyan Shleima, the Tzoihar LaTeva, and Sha'arei Tefila. He was considered as one of the great Bali Dikduk of his time, and was Mechadesh new rules of Dikduk. His svarim were valued by many of the Ashkenazim, and the Prima Gaudim also quoted from his svarim. Even the Gra acknowledges some of his contributions. However, he became a bit unpopular when he disagreed with many of the Shitas HaRishonim on Inyanei Dikduk. such as the Ibn Ezra, Radak, and the Abarbanel. One of the most famous of his chidushim is the concept of tenua kala, a rule regarding shvano and shvanoch, which I will speak about at a different time. Rav Yaakov Me'emdin also lived in Germany. He lived from 1697 to 1776. He lived in the city named Emden. His father was Harav Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi, who was the Baal Chacham Tzvi. Rav Yaakov Me'emdin is also known as Yaivitz. That stands for Yaakov Ben Tzvi. And the name of one of his Sfarim is She'elois Etetshuvois Yaivitz. This is the Shitas HaRazah as presented in his Sefer Sha'arei Tefilah Simen Shin Chaf Hei. This entire piece on the Razah and Rav Yaakov Me'emdin is taken from the Sefer Ta'amei HaMikra from Harav Weinfeld. The Razah begins by stating that there is no doubt in his mind that the reason the Rishonim did not elaborate on this topic was because Goydel HaPeshitus Etzlam. The reason was very clear to them, and everyone understood the issue. However, the Acharonim did not speak on this topic because of their limited knowledge in Chochmas HaDikduk VaHata'amim VaHamasoiris. During the period of the Acharonim, these topics were not a priority. The Razor writes that the minog of the Sfardim is to lain with the trop of Tam Ho'elyoin Bitzibur, when saying it with a minyan, in shul, and the Tam HaTachtoin was used when saying the Aseres HaDibrois B'Yechidus, as an individual. The Razor suggests that the Minig HaSfardim is based on Rabbi Menachem Di Luzano, as presented in his Sefer Or Torah. However, Luzano did not give any reason for his Shita. Nevertheless, the Sfardim accepted this minhug based on his Sefer. The Razah questions whether this is sufficient to establish a minhug l'dorois based on this. And the question remains, why do we lain Tam Ha'elyoin B'tzibur and Tam HaTachtoin L'yochid? Why wasn't one set of trop sufficient, just as we have when reading the rest of the Torah each week? The Razor then cites the Mas'as bin Yomin, who makes a compromise. He says like this, on Yom Tif of Shavuos, we read the Tam Ha'elyoin, and for Shabbos Parshas Yisroi, and for Shabbos Parshas Voeschanan, we read with the Tam HaTachtoin. And it is this shita of the Mas'as bin Yamin that the Ashkenazim follow. This minhag spread throughout all of Eretz Ashkenaz and Poland. The Razor now comments on the shita of the Mas'as bin Yamin. He says that we should not be soymech on this compromise. We should not be soymech on the compromise of the Mas'as bin Yamin, since it makes no sense. The Razor has a problem with both the Shitois of the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The two halachic objections that the Razor presents against both Minhagim is as follows. If you look at the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah on Chag HaShavuos, you will see that as a result of the differences in Trop, this affects the Dogesh Kal at the beginning of many words. If we read Tam Ho'el Yoin, the letters Beged Kefes would get a Dogesh Kal, and if we read the Tam HaTachtoin, then Beged Kefes would not get a Dogesh Kal, due to the issue of Tamei Mafsikim and Tamei Mishorasim. The halachic problem is that the Rambam states very clearly in Halacha, Yizoher shelo yaniach hanod, velo yonid hanoch, velo yirapeh hechazok, velo yichazek horofeh. One must be careful not to pronounce a shvanoch when it would be a shvanoch, and to be careful not to pronounce a shvonah when it should be a shvonach. Number two, if a letter should have a dagesh, you must pronounce the letter with a dagesh. And if the letter should not have a dagesh, you must not pronounce the dagesh. Therefore, mi hitir liyachid oy letzibur laharpois hechazak oy lahachazik harafe ki ein safek sheechad mehem yikra shaloi kedin. Who permitted the individual or the tzibur to make these changes in halacha by instituting two different sets of trup that would cause a problem in halacha? Also, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Beis, states, Kol Pesuka Deloi Paskei Moshe, Anan Loi Paskinan Lei. Rav holds that any pasuk which Moshe did not divide, we may not divide. So the question is, did Moshe Rabbeinu divide the Pesukim according to the Tam Ha'Elyon, or did he divide the Pesukim according to the Tam HaTachtoin? If we say that Moshe divided the Pesukim according to Tam HaEl-Yayin, then we must say that from Onoichi until Ulishay Mirei Mitzvaysai is all one Pesuk. And if so, who gave permission for the Yochid to divide it into five Pesukim? And if we say that Moshe Rabbeinu divided the Pesukim according to the Tamei HaTachtoin, then Loi Sirtzach, Loi Sinof, Loi Signoiv, Loi Sa'anev Re'acha Eit Shaker is one Pasuk. The question then arises, who permitted the Tzibur to divide this Pasuk into four Pesukim? Since we Paskim, Kol Pasuk Deloi Paskei Moshe Anan Loi Paskinan Loi. Conversely, we must wonder also about the shita of the Baal Masas Ben Yomin. For if Moshe divided the Psukim according to the Tamei Hoel Yoin, then who permitted us in Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Voreschanan to divide the first Pasuk of Anoichi into five Pesukim? And if we say that Moshe divided the Pesukim according to Tam HaTachtoin, then who permitted us to divide Loi Sirtzach into four Pesukim on Yom Tif of Shavuos? Therefore, the Razah now explains his shita concerning the Aseres HaDibros based on the Psikta. And this is the shita of the Razah. The first Dibros represent that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told directly to Moshe. The Aseres HaDibros was transmitted by dividing the Dibros into 10 divisions, and this represented the category of Tam HaElyon, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told directly to Moshe. However, when Moshe repeated the Aseres HaDibros to the Bnei Yisrael, he joined these Psukim together and did not transmit the Aseres HaDibros with the Tam HaElyon as he heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to indicate that Moshe did not say the Aseres HaDibros on his own. L'hoirois sheloi amram Moshe me'atzmai. And therefore, the Tam HaElyon represents that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said directly to Moshe, Shehu Elyon al HaKoil, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elyon al HaKoil. And the Tamei HaTachtoin represents that which Moshe transmitted to the Bnei Yisrael. V'Tamei HaTachtoin bebechinas she'omar Moshe liYisrael lemato. Tam HaTachtoin represents that which Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael below. Therefore, the Shita of the Razah is always to read with the Tam HaTachtoin and not the Tam HaElyon. I will now present the Shita of Rav Yaakov Me'emdin as he presents it in his Sefer Luach Eres. And Rav Yaakov Me'emdin strongly opposes the Shita of the Razah. Rav Yaakov Me'emdin criticizes the Razah for rejecting the Kabbalah of the Sfardim, who are considered the Ziknei Yisrael. and attempts to answer all questions presented by the Raza. Rav Yaakov Me'emden writes that both the Tam Ho'el Yoin and Tam HaTachtoin were given to Moshe Misinai. Both sets of Tamim and Nukudais are Halacha Moshe Misinai. Therefore, Rav Yaakov Me'emden agrees with the ancient Shita of the Sfardim to read the Ta'amei Ho'el Yoin B'tzibur and with the Ta'amei HaTachtoin B'chidus when saying it individually. Also presented in the Sefer is the Shitas HaRavor, Rav Wolf Heidenheim, who presents another approach, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who also presents his Shita. In conclusion, this topic involves many approaches, and this presentation is just to speak about the issues, and if you are interested in reading the many details on this topic, you can read it in the Sefer Ta'amei HaMikra by HaRav Weinfeld. Also notice in the name Ta'amei Ho'el Yoin, the structure of the trup is basically on top of the letter, the El Yoin part of the word. So B'tam Ho'el Yoin, you will notice the Pashto on top of the word, whereas in the Ta'amei HaTachtoin, the word Anoichi begins with a Tipcha, which is underneath the letter. If you would like to listen to the Kriya for the first day of Shavuos, you can hear it in Parshas Yisrael, beginning with B'chodesh HaShalishi. The Aseres HaDibrois in Parshas Yisrael was lained with the Ta'amei Ho'el Yoin, as is the minug in our shul. Similarly, on Shavuos, we also lain with the Ta'amei Ho'el Yoin.